bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, bobsledding, cool runnings, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
It's Donnie Baker. You know, ever since that VMA show, I've been hearing a lot of people talk about wearing purity rings. And I don't know how this got started, because when I was in school, a ring meant just the opposite. A lot of chicks will let you get to second base, but almost anything beyond that cost a class ring as a cover charge. Man, a dude would give his ring to anyone he put out. Everybody knows it. The chick would wrap it up in yarn so it would fit on her dainty finger. Mm-hmm. Of course, I never had that situation because I was a chubby chaser. I swear to God I was. Hell, I didn't care, man. Lots of dudes used to think that was funny. They'd sit around all the time thinking up jokes to crack at my expense. See, they had that kind of free time because they weren't busy getting any tail. And I'll say it right to their face, including you, Ricky, Skinner. And who cares if Paula's pitcher took up pages 41 through 43 in a yearbook? And so what if the National Weather Service did name her Farts? Take it from me, man. That chick knew how to handle a piece of pork. I swear to God she did. Uh-huh. See, man, a ring is a symbol of doing it because it's a circle. And anyone who's ever done it, standing up at the top of the stairs only to be startled when they heard the garage door open because her parents weren't supposed to be back from church for another hour, knows as you're rolling down the stairs together, you form like a perfect circle. Uh-huh. That's what the ring symbolizes anyways. Even a wedding ring means there's some hot birthday sex going on. It's a circle, same as a birthday cake. It don't take a genius, man. And I probably know more about symbolisms than anybody I know. Yeah, uh-huh. That's why Darth Vader wore a black suit. And letting a virgin wear a ring is just wrong. I swear to God it is. Huh. It's like letting a flat-chested chick wear a Playboy bunny outfit. If it ain't Halloween, that's false advertising. And that's a violation of state law. I swear to God it is. I got it.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's the unbelievable Jeff Oskay. He's in the I Hate Steven Singer sidekick chair. There's Ace Cosby. That's Willie Griswold. I'm Chick McGee at the sports desk. And here's Tom Griswold.
We had an interesting news story. The Jamaican bobsled team is making a comeback.
I forgot about the term bobsleigh.
Well, then, yeah, so I went to the Olympic website. This is so irritating. First of all, they give everything in kilometers per hour. Hey, we're in America, okay? How about some MPH? And they call it the bobsleigh. Not the bobsled, which I don't get. And then I did. I was trying to figure out if it was the difference between the skeleton and the luge. Because this gets really complicated.
I think the skeleton has less fat on it than the luge.
The luge is one of three sliding sports on the program, spelled P-R-O-G-R-A.
M-M-E, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Think, please cram it. We want miles per hour. We want some American stuff in this website.
Why didn't the metric system take off here, but in the drug industry? Why isn't that happening?
Doesn't make any sense. Yeah, I know a lot about eighths of ounces. I can do a lot of that stuff.
Heck yeah. Well, keys, grams, 3.5.
Remember when we used to have to give the temperature in Celsius on the radio?
Yeah, right before Tradio.
How long did that last?
I never did it. I hated it.
It was like,
if you don't know the temperature in Celsius, move to Canada. That's my philosophy.
You grew up in a time of so many protests that you didn't take place in.
No.
But the one thing you made sure, right. You drew a line in the sand, I'm not reading the temperature in Celsius.
No, I didn't. It's unrelatable. The point is, alongside the skeleton and the bobsleigh. Oh, I can't even read this without choking. The luge is the fastest. That's the one where the guys are sitting on their asses. And,
oh, yeah.
And it's also confusing as to how many different events there are. I can't figure it out. This is so poorly,
I think the technology and the research in bobsled and luge, it's amazing the money they spend for a quality bobsled.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's like wind tunnel tests and the whole deal.
I hope the Jamaican team gets a good one, or are they getting a used one?
Well, I think I haven't seen the movie.
They had to build their own.
But I'm guessing, there you go. They probably.
So this is like, because, see, this is like where you're in the Boy Scouts.
Yes.
It's really hot.
The Boxcar Derby. Yeah.
What do they know from snow?
John Candy makes it work.
And they have a bobsled. It's on. We know snow. They're from Jamaica, man.
Now this says, according to the Olympic website, there are currently 4 bobsleigh events. Men and women compete in 2-man and 2-women events. Okay. And then men compete in the 4-man and women in the monobob. Hmm. Which, and I guess that's one at a time.
I don't know. This is so confusing. It says in that story.
Apparently the Olympic Committee doesn't want anyone to know what's happening.
Why haven't they thought of like a man and woman bobsled? Yeah. One on top of the other.
They fight all the way.
the bang sled?
Something like that. Yeah.
The lay sleigh.
Do they want people to watch or not?
Mixed doubles.
Yes.
And you have to finish before you finish.
Perfect.
Exactly right.
It's the one time you want to be a 2-pump chump.
Hurry up.
It could be an Olympic
Hurry up.
Path.
Kurt 3.
Boom, boom, boom.
And Kurt Stamm, of course, was the first ever. Kurt Stamm, the first ever to take Viagra, which he found kept the misses. Right there
wasn't
on
that,
top of him.
Wasn't that in one of
That's
the
like
Groove
doping.
Tube Kentucky
Kurt Stamm was the
fried
name of the guy that was in the Sex Olympics.
The Sex Olympics. The guy was Kurt Stamm and the other...
Christina Bush. Classic.
And there were commentators. And,
what is this from?
It was either Groove Tube or Kentucky Fried Movie.
Tunnel Vision or something.
Yeah. But you guys haven't seen... the bobsled movie, but you've seen that. What is that?
Well, there was more than one joke in the Groove Tube, okay?
It was packed with jokes.
Instead of hot versus cold, and what do we do, Mon? You know, I...
Fish out of water story,
yeah.
Huh?
Boy, Ted Lasso, but with the snow and sun. Okay, yeah, whatever.
I think they're going to get a lot of attention.
Well, how do you train for that? You just sit and, hey, we're moving left now.
Let me guess. I haven't seen the movie. I bet he puts him in a bathtub. Is
that's
that right?
Yeah, that is right.
You've seen that.
And
scene.
He leans them to get them used to how they're leaning. And then somehow they win gold. Is that happening?
I don't think they do.
No, they don't win.
I don't think. Yeah,
they just
don't
make
win.
It. It's sometimes it's the journey.
Let me ask you this: Is the team that wins the bobsled competition? They're like evil Russians. Someone from the evil Ukraine.
I think it is. I think there is. Isn't that right, Willie?
Yeah, it's like Rocky on a bobsled.
Like late 80s, early 90s, everyone's
everybody.
Evil Russians.
Yeah,
and honestly,
everybody.
I'm pretty happy bringing evil Russians back. I'm happy about
All
that.
All right. Okay.
Well, they may be doing something on their own to bring back the heat up the Cold War in about, I don't know, 2 hours.
Wait, yeah. Chick, what's your favorite movie, though? What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie?
Yeah, give me top three. Yeah. Just give me anything. Movies you like.
I got to go Goodfellas.
Yep.
I got to go. I like a movie with Griffin Dunn called After Hours.
You know what Goodfellas is, my friend? It's a fish out of water story. It's an Irish kid from the neighborhood masquerading.
Right.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Right.
You can ruin anything if you make it that simple.
I guess.
Well,
my fault.
I think it's fun. But Bob's, we're talking about.
I've never been this cold in my life. Is that in the movie?
Yeah,
no, because
much.
They train in Jamaica.
Oh, in the tub. That's right. There's no snow.
And these guys are great athletes, and it's a very specific skill set. And remember how fast they're going. It is, it's incredible.
What, like 50, 60 miles an hour?
More than that. Yeah. And they're,
really?
It's terrifying.
I don't know why, but my favorite part of the bobsled is when they're taking off and they start running next to it, and then they jump in and they have to fold those little handles in before they get to the first turn.
Yes.
And you're like, are they going to get the handles in? Oh, my goodness, I hope so.
That's true.
Remember Willie Gault from the Chicago Bears?
Yeah.
He was on the bobsled team, Olympic bobsled.
What?
Yeah. Those guys need to have real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously.
He trained. He was a member of the Olympic bobsled team, one of the teams.
Wait, was he a footballer or an Olympian?
He was a wide receiver. He was an Olympic, wasn't he a track star? And then he was a Chicago Bear, and then he was a bobsled. Yeah.
Wow.
He was just, his ego was crazy. He just needed to be a
great athlete. Rightfully so.
He's a great athlete.
125 miles an hour, Google says, is the fastest on a sled going down.
So I'm not making fun of them.
That's too fast in a car.
And if anything goes wrong, you go flying out of the course.
Wait, is that not kilometers? Are you sure it's
125? No, yep. I'm absolutely sure.
Oh, that's
the Olympic fast. Website has it all in kilometers, so no one can learn anything.
But Alouche is supposed to be a tick faster, but it says 140 kilometers an hour. But up here it says 125 mph. That is miles.
Love Neil Patrick Harris.
How do you
that's right.
How do you make? I've always wondered. For example, in that ski jumping thing, how do you make the leap from going, 10 meters
right.
to going whatever that is?
The big hill.
Yeah, that's
the 70 meter hill.
So if do you start like halfway down the bobsled course the first couple times?
Right.
Because if something goes wrong, you're flying off.
And that's terrifying.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. For those of you who want to know more about Chick McGee, and that you might not know, I love the ski jumping event in the Winter Olympics.
Sure.
I absolutely...
Is that your favorite?
That's my favorite. I plan my day around it.
And the way they're leaning forward, scaring their arms out.
Way down the hill!
And again, the first time you do that... It's got to be terrifying.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, you got to work your way up to it.
And I'm asking, do they start?
You know, there's this movie. There's this movie about these people, these kids from Jamaica who have never ski jumped before, but they start jumping off their dressers in their bedroom.
Did anybody else see Chick searching for a Caribbean island that wasn't Jamaica?
And I just went with Jamaica.
You were looking for Barbados.
St. Thomas, St. Bart's.
Bimini! I should have gone Bimini! Anyway.
Trinidad.
Thank you, Willie, for reading your uncle's mind. I appreciate it.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
We know if they have snow yet, wherever they're having the Beijing games.
I do not know. I will look that up for you, Tom, and have it next break. Thank you.
And again, didn't they not have snow the last Olympics? Wasn't those the ones in Sochi?
Do you have to ship it in? What do you do?
Well, there's
they make it.
Now, this is one of Tom's favorite topics, snow-making machines.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you a fan?
Bob and I, the apartment we rented in Harbor Springs, the guy that perfected the snow machine was his wife's. She was our landlord.
Really?
Absolutely.
Perfected the snow machine?
Yeah. You are like Forrest Gump of things that don't matter.
Oh, yeah.
The snow machine has saved countless lives. snow-making equipment is a...
Why
It's very, very important for ski resorts to be able to make snow when they don't have it.
Right, but how do they save countless
lives? It's too icy
lives.
If there's no...
They don't, Jeff. The notion was that I was trying to counter Willie's assertion that maybe this is a 1%er problem, but I'd say no. Uh-huh. Far Chicky, more than 1% of Americans ski.
For a snow machine. Can we get a snow machine?
We can get a snow machine. Let's get a snow machine.
They're very complicated and extraordinarily expensive.
I feel like
we're just going to rent it. We're not going to buy it.
I think it's like a giant snow cone machine, essentially.
That's what I see. And you put the nozzle instead of into the machine, you spew it out to your yard. Yeah. That's very what good. I see.
It takes about a week, but there was
Hey, let's go to... hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Donnie.
I wish I'd get hired on over in China turning out snow. Get me out of the house. They got my little son with you back doing virtual schooling again.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but you know what? Luckily, I guess my neighbor Mitchell's Wi-Fi password, so if he'll be able to do his Zoom class again.
What's his Wi-Fi password?
It was Donnie Sex and all caps. Yeah, keep laughing. Like I told him, sure, Donnie Sex, but not as much as old lady does when you leave town, Mitchell. Swear to God. I said it right to his face. Through a privacy fence. But, man, I thought we were finally done with all this homeschooling. Yesterday in his Zoom gym class, he damn near broke the big screen doing jump ropes. And the kid don't have much coordination yet. He starts doing jumping jacks. He shook the wall so bad my two favorite Kyle Petty plates came crashing down.
He shook the walls so bad.
He shook, he shook the walls.
Everybody walls
start shaking.
He shook them all night long. You see,
one of them is commemorative, so. Yeah, I'll be honest, you know, growing up, I never respected teachers too much. Now I got nothing but respect for them. Just like Ike Turner's wife, you say, R-E-S-P-C-T. That's what it means to me.
That was Aretha Franklin, Donnie.
Well, I bet, you know what? If we had had Zoom classes back when I was in school, we would have made it a lot easier to hide my wood in Miss Treif's chemistry class. Swear to God. Oh, she's fire ass hot, straight out of college. She looked like Susanna Hoffman from the Bengals.
Oh, nice.
The hot one. Yeah. Remember the lead singer?
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
No, not the bass player who curled her bangs like Larry Bird. The lead singer, the hot one.
That's a hot look.
Anyways, Miss Treese looked like Susanna Hoffman, but she dressed like Stevie Nicks, like some sort of spastic witch, you know. But I had morning wood every afternoon in her class.
Yeah.
And I know it caught her hog checking, because every time she'd stare, we'd get a pop quiz out at it. We're like, yeah, put this in your beaker. I was like,
okay, there you go. That was very helpful, Donnie. Yeah, the Zoom classes. Ugh. Okay, well.
Stupid world record. The world's oldest man has died.
Okay.
According to Guinness, Saturnino de la Fuente of Lyon, Spain.
Leon likes his money.
Passed away at the age of 112, 341 days. Oh, so close to 113. The record authority named De La Fuente as the world's oldest man back in September. He was 112 years. Okay, yeah, we know that. Spain's state-run news agency EFE said De La Fuente survived the Spanish flu pandemic that broke out in 1918. He saw two pandemics, Tom.
Yeah.
Wow.
Holy hell. His wife, Antonia, had seven daughters and one son, followed by 14 grandchildren and 22 great-grandchildren.
Wow.
Poor he was a cobbler by trade.
Yeah. Is that shoes?
Yeah,
not a lot of call for that.
we all met a cobbler.
Spain? What?
Yeah, we met a member.
Peach cobbler.
No.
Yeah, it's like a pastry you're talking about. We don't need cobblers anymore, do we?
Yes, we do. Remember...
You're the only person I know that has their shoes cobbled.
No, I don't. I'm not a shoe guy, as you know. But, remember Nick Griffin when we went to the Bahamas? Nick Griffin's that girl he was with? She was a cobbler.
What?
I think he said gobbler.
There, it's okay.
I figured you'd go down Volga Road, but no.
You misheard.
No, seriously, she makes like $3,000 shoes by hand.
That's awesome.
In there and have their feet measured. And
that's very cool.
Who needs to make shoes when you have kids in foreign countries to make them? I mean, what's the big deal, right?
You, Willie.
She lived in San Francisco, and there's obviously a lot of mega millionaires out there that want $3,000 handmade shoes.
Nice.
So, I don't know if Nick ever got any...
gobbling?
Cobbling.
Cobbling. I'm sorry, cobbling.
So I'm sorry. So that's a noble profession.
I think so.
It'd be great.
Well, you'd have to charge.
I'm surprised you don't have a pair of fancy cobbled shoes because you like shoes more.
I have a couple pair of fancy shoes, but I don't.
Let me ask you this. I don't cobble. I want you to, can you answer this question honestly?
Probably not, but go ahead. But go ahead. Yeah, I have. Carefully. You're lucky enough to have the fact checker in the room if you'd like to talk to her.
Most expensive pair of shoes owned by Mr. McGee.
I would say $1,200.
What?
Ooh. It's a very special pair, I think.
It's high. That's high, but. You know what happened is that a couple months ago, this guy, Jeff Oske, asked me in the hallway, what's the most expensive pair of shoes you have, chick? And I go, I don't know, $400 or $500, whatever. And he goes, huh, that's not much. And I thought in my brain, well, we'll see about that. So I immediately, I got a pair of chukka boots from Lauren that are pretty good.
Jugga boots?
Chukka boots.
What, laces boots. Dipped in gold?
Yes, that's right. Chukka boots. Shut up, Ace. I don't want to talk to you about anything that has to do with dollars and cents.
It's sports.
Yes.
And the latest Hard Knocks. One of the
$15,000, right?
$12,000.
$12,000.
$12,000 for a pair of tennis shoes.
Yeah.
Really?
Nikes.
Player?
Yeah.
Somebody I never heard of.
Were they collectibles or did he wear them?
Collectibles.
Oh, okay.
But he wear them in special events. They shouldn't wear them in games.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Was there an a-hole convention he was heading?
No, but I don't want a pair that I couldn't wear. No, I don't think I'd like.
Have you worn these yet?
Yeah, I wore these.
Oh.
Now, I'm a hand cobbled shoes, I know from talking to this woman, were more than $1,000. A pair.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, I'm sure they're... There are shoes that are more than that, but this poor old guy, not poor, the guy was 113 years old,
yeah,
and he was a cobbler.
I don't know how somehow I've been hurt in this.
They buried him in a shoebox.
Well, 113, he's probably about that size.
In the backyard. Yeah.
And this was in Spain, so now he's taking a dirt siesta, as we would call it here. Now, do they alert the guy that was in second place?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, are we going to have a story next week? The world's oldest man is...
We'd have to. Who takes over?
The king is dead. Long live the king. Yeah, we need to find out who's next.
Who's the person that's been the oldest person in the world for the longest amount of time? That's what I'm interested in seeing.
That's Moses. That's a good stat.
I want to know someone who came in old, left old. Moses.
I think he won. Moses is right.
Okay, here you go. Willie, this goes... he was named the world's oldest man... in September. So
yeah.
He didn't have very long reign.
Oh.
So, but that's a fair question.
Do you get cash for that? They send you a check?
Not a whole lot.
Way to go.
They should do.
Way to go.
We should give you, if you're the oldest person on the face of the earth, you should get unlimited money for as long as you're alive.
Yeah.
The money's there, right?
Yeah, if your kids are 90.
Yeah. Well, sadly, I bet most of his kids are probably dead.
Still at home? Oh, dear.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, that's what, you know what? That's what dawned on me when I was reading. First of all, you want to mention his wife in the story. She's got to be gone.
Yeah,
the grandkids, his kids. Yeah, they're probably all dead.
Okay.
Yeah, good job.
Thanks, kids.
My granddaughter looks just like her. I look at her eyes, I get the joy of life for a second.
You know, these expensive shoes you have, the Chukka boots.
Chukka, you incredible jackass.
The Chukka. Chukka, is it Chukka? AKA?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, are they boots? Are they real high? And
no, they're...
Yeah, they're knee highs.
Laced up to the hip.
Do you look like you're going to do some crazy Eastern European dance?
I'm tired of fighting. You know what? Yeah, they go up to my knees. I like to wear them when I feel sassy.
Do you wear like one of those big fur high hats like in the Wizard of Oz?
These are Chukka boots.
Yeah.
Those were $1,200?
No, these aren't
$1,200. They're
$1,400.
They're $800.
Yes, they were.
They were $800.
No, they weren't $800.
How much are those?
Keep going. They weren't $800.
$950.
Four?
No, lower than $800.
$250.
No, they weren't.
$799.
Willie's very close.
$750. Is what you're saying?
No, he said $250.
Then they're not the most expensive shoes.
I was showing him Chukka boots.
Chukka boots.
Whose idea was it? She comes in for news.
Could I go back? Could I go back 8 minutes? What he said was, shook. He said,
he said shook
the walls all night long.
Yeah, he didn't crap on the walls. He shook them.
I heard something else.
My heart skipped a beat too, and it's not supposed to do that. Now that I got that new one.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.